All right, welcome everybody to the Clarion Temple of Oneness call for August 18th, 2014. Just set your intentions to bring healing to all souls in body and without a body that need it and require it. We're going to invite Robin Williams into the temple tonight, into the overseeing booth, as he passed last week, transitioned over, and any other souls that are going through that process, we ask them also to attend the overseeing booth, as well as calling upon areas of the planet where there is still strife, energies of discord, frequencies of disharmony, to have all the souls that are living have their higher selves attend the temple tonight. As we're going through all these frequencies of the full moon into the new moon, to bring through a new beginning of receiving more light onto the planet and illuminating that which no longer serves us. So let's bring in the energies of the Unified Whole, 000-144-000, Unified Whole Online, 0-1-2-3-4-5. Just take a deep breath, see yourself walking up the golden staircase, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath. Feel all the frequencies of the Temple of Oneness surrounding you, coming within you. While we're here, we call upon the energies of the three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma. They will bring us the platinum net as we breathe in and strip it away as we breathe out, taking with it any lower vibrational frequencies that can be removed through this divine dispensation that they offer. We then call upon the violet-purple flame of transmutation, ceremonial magic, by our own power we change within us the elements that we no longer desire to be part of us, by commanding the violet-purple flame to act upon it. And we then bring in the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, creative active intelligence to fill in any areas that have been removed with regeneration. This is also a transmuting flame, healing, moving us into our higher energies and elements. We then ask for Lord Buddha to fully activate the golden flame so that our Earth Star and Soul Star spin simultaneously around us, creating the Merkaba body in its fullness of light, recharging it. And we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on the outside facets of the walls of the pyramid-like structure that we're encased within, above and below. We're going to ask for Archangel Michael to bring us the ring past knot for an added level of protection of the blue flame. Connect fully with your higher self. Monad, I Am Presence, call upon your I Am Presence to glorify and illuminate your pathway upon the earth in the physical. It is a commanding energy It uses all the rays, 330 of them, to filter within you, to make you the master with your higher self of your own destiny. Just bring all these energies with you to the temple tonight as we travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness on the 36th dimensional level of frequency. We just set our consciousness up at the 144th, and now we're going to actually move our etheric bodies up to the 36th level. I'm Mike, and here is Miller Essie.
So I'll take some deep breaths as we bring in the rays of God into our full body system. The Anticorona Bridge, colors upon colors coming down through our rainbow bridge from our I Am Presence through the Moonette and the Soul Star, activating our higher self, opening up all the chakras. As we spin these colors, it creates the cosmic energies of the chakras, bringing them down through the crown of the golden yellow. The third eye of green, gold, and white. The throat of deep blue. The thymus of seafoam green. The heart of deep pink. The ruby red and gold into the solar plexus. The violet and the purple into the sacral, and the crystalline into the root, and allow all these colors to spin with each other. Allow them to go into all physical parts of your body, especially areas that are weaker than others. Just intend them to be in that space. The seafoam green is also a higher cleansing ray. Just allow them to spin through your shoulders and through your fingers, and then your lower limbs of your hips and your knees, your ankles and your feet, into your Earth Star. As the Earth Star and the Soul Star spin simultaneously, we are creating a Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel the spinning going inside of you and around you. As now we're going in Kent, the Clarion Temple of Oneness resides on the 36th dimensional frequency of the multi-universal level. We spin upwards from the planetary levels into the solar level of the 10th, going into the galactic level starting at the 11th through the 23rd, moving into the universal level of the 24th through the 35th, and then fully going into the 36th dimensional frequency at the multi-universal level. Envision yourself walking through a field of flowers, beautiful meadow, and then in front of you is this beautiful rainbow bridge of multicolors that covers this beautiful body of water of crystalline light. As we step to the other side, we go into the Clarion Temple energies, walking up the garden pathway towards the temple. There's butterflies and dragonflies and all kinds of beautiful energies, sparkly lights. The Clarion Temple is a luminous, beautiful bluish silver color with large pillars, and we walk up about half a dozen steps. We are met by Archangel Michael's warriors at the gate. And they're really here to make sure that nothing of less than the 36th dimension resides into the temple. And our guide for the temple, his name is Yom Tias. He was a fire chief battalion in 9/11, Fred. He now guides us to step into the amphitheater, and there are many, many levels. Many souls come here from all different systems to heal their energies, so that they can prepare for their own mastery pathway, whether it's in body or out of body. As we walk all the way to the first row, In front of the sage, we find our seats. Take a deep breath. What are your intentions for this evening? How have you been feeling with the full moon of last week as we move into the new moon, which will be next week, next Monday? It's a very intense time with the super moons, and this last super moon was at the height of the pyramid, as Lord Ashtar shared with us last week, of how powerful that moon was for us, and it still is. So it's creating a lot of changes for each of us in our spiritual bodies and all the bodies, so that we can receive our full body system to be manifest in the physical world. So whatever you want to put out there right now into this beautiful temple of light that shows all the beautiful rays of God coming down, the colors we already mentioned, and then more, pearlescent and violet and gold, violet, pink, mixture of colors, deep blue violet, light violet white, golden white, magenta, and higher colors. As we call upon all 330 rays of God to fully come in into the purest form of essence. I'm still not quite sure. I have a sense who might come in, but there may be a change in that. So first, we're going to go into the cosmic energies, and then we will have our speaker for the Clarion Temple. Try to continually breathe through the whole process. Very light breathing in through your nose and out your mouth or out your nose. So you can be in a higher state of your higher self and the frequency of light that you are without a body. Allow that to fully come in. Greetings, it is I, Yumpius. Since we're not quite sure who is coming in, I'm not going to give any clues, because I'm not sure either. Depends on everyone's intention and what you want to bring forth tonight. What do you need assistance with? What is happening in your lives? Within your dream state, within your meditation, what needs to be balanced the most? As the spokes being for this beautiful temple of light, I'm deeply honored to be here tonight, so I'll share a little bit about my energies presently. Of course, not being in body, I'm not going to be experiencing things as each of you do. But my experience presently is the beautiful energies that come within this temple. And it's not just each spokes being each week and Divine Mother and Father God sharing their essence. But in truth, it's each of you and all of those that come in to this circle of light. The deepest healing that I have received through my transition of the last decade is to say that I allowed it to happen. Believe me, I was pushed into this position. Malarasa saved me 1 month after 9/11 and found me in the ethers. And I was then asked if I wanted to be head of this amazing temple that they wanted to create on the etheric levels. Of course, my my duty as a fire chief was always to serve. So how can I not say yes, especially to Archangel Michael and dear Melaressa? It's been a long time. And in my continuity of light, it seems a lot longer than yours. As I've gone through many transitions through this period. And the reason I'm sharing this information is because I've been told that I'm supposed to give a part of my essence to share with each of you what it's like to be on this side of the heavens and to experience these energies through you and through Melaressa and through anyone else that chooses to connect with the Clarion Temple of Oneness. I find great gratification in assisting so many souls healing through this process. But the most important element that has helped me is allowing me to internalize that gratification and have gratitude for my soul's pathway. I would have never received this, as I have shared previously, on the earth plane. I was not even near close to being an aware person, but yet here I am with each of you. You are my light. You are what helps me to keep going, to keep this temple illuminating so brightly. And all the souls that come in and out of here of many different existences. That is the deepest gratification I have within myself, because as I see the healing that each of you go through, I then am able to internalize it within myself. And I believe this is why I have come to this point of stepping into my higher essence in such a short time, they tell me, Archangel Michael has shared. So I wanted to share that with each of you, because I think it's important that every soul that connects with these energies understands more about themselves just by being here on this live call. You're assisting so many, and each of us are so deeply grateful for allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to know that there's more to yourself than what you thought before. So I leave you with those thoughts. Continue your journey and always remember that each of us is being helped in so many ways by your own depth of your soul's essence. In deepest gratitude, I am Yom Timus. I am the cosmic great central sun, representing the divine mother and father God. Deeply in each of your hearts. Let's all breathe together. Let us allow the purest essence of whom we truly are to be fully within the bodily system. As each of you are sitting within your physical essences, but connecting on a higher level of consciousness. Allow the little light forms that are from the higher existences within this temple of light to filter into your brain waves, into your full consciousness, into all your cells and your molecules of light, shifting and adjusting everything within yourself that needs to be addressed. We have shared previously how the depth of these energies at this present time, in 2014, would affect you. So we ask you now, is it affecting you? What is it that you are experiencing within yourself? Are you going into a deeper level than you did before? Are you allowing yourself to expand into whom you truly were from a previous state of existence without the physical body? And that's exactly what is occurring to each of you. A different particle of light comes into your consciousness to allow you to see more depth within yourself. And this is not your physical experience. It's within your spiritual experience combining into your physicality, allowing it to blend fully within you so that you can accept yourself in a completely different manner than you did in the previous moment. So we ask you in this moment, are you doing this? Are you allowing yourself to go deeper within yourself to see the depth of creation that is happening as it opens up pockets of light for the expansion of whom you are to go in a deeper place, a beautiful deeper place, and allow it to be. As the changes have been occurring within the earth amongst the planetary structures that are coming more into alignment or out of alignment to help you see what needs to come into balance for your own self. As your physical body is receiving your spiritual body and all the other bodies are trying to come into alignment, there can be moments of time where things just do not connect. Those elements need to be addressed. It's very, very important. Because when they are not addressed, then it becomes a deeper-seated problem that goes into the depths of one's soul to experience elements in a different light than you did previously. We believe this is what is occurring to many of you at this time. As the supermoon of August occurred, it created more light in fluctuation within the planet so that every individual person could receive a different part of themselves, a deeper part, to allow those essences to fully come into the full creative process that you are trying to experience. This is what you're trying to do, correct? Every time that you meditate, every time you connect, and you do things on a higher level than you did before, you're trying to find pieces of yourself that have been lost. But yet, in that process, there can be great pain and confliction that occurs. There can be such strife, anxiety, and there's lower forms of energy that you're trying to combat that just come into the surface. And that is because it is time. You're in a juncture of time when these are going to happen. Not everyone is doing it all in the same moments. But it is happening through this process of these moons. We have shared previously through Miller, I say that this supermoon essence is one that is really, truly accessing higher levels of consciousness than we have previously brought forth onto the earth. You see, just as you were trying to come into alignment, the planets are all trying to come into alignment at different times of each month to allow the highest infraction of light to be placed within the Earth's core so that Gaia can raise her frequencies to a higher level, and each of you are doing the same. So if you look deep within yourself in these moments, express what it is that has been happening for you Is there still pain? Are there still emotions that you haven't been able to get to? Or are you feeling elated about what you are experiencing? Possibly you've just had some very powerful moments, allowing the releasement of an old soul fully leaving you. Or possibly you're in that process of allowing it to happen. These are all part of the variables that are assisting each of you to go deeper into your essence. The power of your light, the power of your work, cannot be on a scorecard in the Earth's reality. It is only in your own reality. It is only in your own perception of yourself, of where you were previously and where you are now. This is truly the depth of what is occurring at this time. The power within you is being ignited. And how are you going to ignite that is up to where you are presently in your consciousness, in your subconscious, your superconscious, and your physical conscious. Are they blending together? Or are there particles that are lost that still need to be addressed? It's okay, because your higher self will help you acknowledge what these particles are, but then you have to physically do the work yourself. As we move into the next super moon in September, there will be more of a sliding scale of going a little bit below the height that you have experienced in this month. It means that you'll receive more light infractions, but you will have attuned yourself to those levels that it will be easier for you to handle. I think most of you can understand this at this moment, because this is the intensity of these energies presently. The power of them is beyond the concept of any of us. We could not foresee how deeply each person would receive these energies within themselves until it occurred. So as we breathe deeper into our consciousness together, let us reflect on what it is you are experiencing and the levels of your creation. Allow the light interactions of the beautiful spectrums of light that are coming forward through the temple, of the different colors of blues and greens and yellows and purples and oranges and golds and whites, and colors upon colors and lighter frequency of colors. Allow them to come fully within your being. And what do they do for you? Do they help you to expand yourself in a deeper level? Do they help you to heal? Do they help you to see what you could not see previously? Or is it all of these? This is exactly what is happening to you. Confusion sets in because the concentration of the light is not just in one realm. It is in many different aspects. So on one day, you may be feeling more about your physical body, and another, more in your emotional body. Or specific timelines may result to bring forth the purest form of essence possible. Allowing the expansion to go into a deeper level brings forth these essences unto whom you are. Yes, you are receiving more particles of your essence to be accepted into your physical creation. They're all part of your higher self and your I Am presence. It's just that you haven't been ready to accept them. So allow them to be. Allow them to come in as the light infractions fully come within you to be more than you were before. Accept them. Accept them to be you. They are not to deter you from your pathway. They are to assist you to go deeper and into levels that you haven't fully looked at previously. Step into that abyss. Step into that doorway that is the new you. Yes, you may find the old you knocking at the door and wanting to know what you're doing. And you must stand up for yourself. You must hold on to the frequency of light that you are becoming. Because this is the power of what you are experiencing in these moments. Be the pyramid of light. Be that frequency. Hold on to that frequency. Allow it to expand within you in the depth of your soul to fully accept the totality that you are becoming. Receive, receive, receive. Now breathe. Feel it expanding, all your cells, all parts of your being. Allow it to fully come into your full consciousness. Allow it to expand within you. Be this essence. It is you. It is fully you. Oh, and just breathe with the ahs and let them come into you. Let them to be you. Expand it fully. Expand it into all that you are. And that is when you know you have attained the next higher level of your acceleration fully. Within the master that you are becoming. It is our divine pleasure of the divine mother, the divine father, God of the cosmic great social son, to bring forth these essences unto your beingness. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am the divine mother and the divine father, God of the cosmic frequency. Blessing, my children, blessings. Greetings, my divine beings of light. I am Lady Kuan Yin at your service. Breathe with the ahs that the cosmic energies gave to each of us, and allow that to expand within yourself, into all your cells, into your heart, all your chakras, Allow yourself to feel the divinity of light that you are. It's a very transitional time in the history of this earth. As each of you know, how many times do we say it through Malaresa? But as Divine Mother and Father God shared so deeply, when you are doing the work that you are doing, and sometimes you become so lost in the mental faculties that you cannot understand the truth of what is happening within your existence. You have all contracted to be here at this time to bring forth the elements of change within the embodiment of whom you are as the person in your physical existence. But you must not lose sight of your spiritual essence. And I'm not just saying your spiritual body when you meditate or when you pray or you're in a place of worship, wherever that may be. Know that you are more than what you can experience in the physical existence. You are like a shooting star that is coming from the earth and going up into the sky. And you're reaching for higher levels of frequency, of dimensions, of understanding to come into your full beingness. But until you allow your mind to relax, your emotions to settle in, you will not be able to receive this essence that you are striving to achieve. And it will not happen all in one moment. It will happen in increments of what you can handle. And as the cosmic frequency shared, it may bring up other elements to feel unsafe, insecure. But you must allow the journey not to stop, because it is that at that crucial moment that there is more that you are about to experience. You're about to experience your world in a completely different existence than you did before. You're about to set sight beyond what you can ever understand. And it is when you don't understand that full understanding occurs. Because you're allowing yourself to experience the higher realms of light that you are, and those particles start to filter in your physical existence. You see, they have a long way to travel. They come down through your Antarkarana bridge into your higher self, and your higher self decides if it is time or if it is not. So this is exactly what occurs. It brings forth the essences within to allow the particles, the sparkles of light of the star that you are up there, as it starts to break apart in small increments, and it comes down through your Antarkarana bridge into your soul star, and you start to feel it within your heart, within your mind, within all aspects of your being. Allow it to be, no matter what the resulting energy may be. This is so very important. It's so very important to allow these essences to fully come into you so that you can be whole, so that you can understand through a conscious level, not a mental level, of what it is you are experiencing. Try and figure it out, and there will be great lack that occurs. Allow yourself to know that in each moment of your creation, you are receiving more of these particles of light. And this is exactly what the supermoons represent. They represent the ability to fully bring into full capacity the star that you are. So tonight I am here to help you incorporate more of these elements. I have great compassion for each of you, for the walk that you are doing. But some of you aren't walking very well, and some of you are running. We all must find the balance to allow these essences to happen so that the physical body does not become so taxed, so that the energies you are experiencing are not overwhelming, but very inviting. As each of you probably know, I represent the 11th ray of that bridge. That bridge from going to the old world into the new world. And you can use this essence as many times as you want, because every new change that you're going to experience, you will be walking the bridge. So what is it within yourself at this moment that you are trying to acquire? It may be just a moment of peace, a moment of no intense emotions, of finding yourself in a deeper place, being comfortable and peaceful for whom you are. That is a good place to really start, actually. To allow yourself to walk that beautiful pink-orange ray, and allow yourself to go into the higher next space that your soul wants you to find, that your higher self is asking you to accept, to go into that deeper level of existence so that you can understand yourself and what you are doing with the full capacity of your higher mind and your higher heart. I know that may seem like a tall order at times, but yet, this is the most important element for you to receive within yourself. Within this temple, I bring forth the streams of the pink-orange ray. Allow it to take you into the next higher space that you deserve to feel. It is important. I give an example. If you are going through a process, say that you're transmuting an element or possibly a timeline, and you have already done the work to get through that process, then the next step is for you to rest, because you've already made the change. You've already gone into that higher space. So why continue to push yourself when you really need a moment of peace? Peace and serenity and joy. To allow those beautiful essences to fully come within you. I call upon this evening, along with me, all the Lady Masters that will assist you in bringing forth nurturing, enjoyment, serenity, calmness. The Blessed Mother, Lady Nada, Lady Portia, Goddess of Liberty. Lady Isis, and so many more. You may have your favorite that I have not spoken about. She is here. As they are all here circling around the stage, bringing forth their essences of love and nurturing unto each of you, take a moment to receive so that you can adjust from what you've been experiencing into who you have become. Holy Ami. Feel the beautiful, nurturing essences coming into each of you. A blue and lavender, violet, and green, and white, pink, gold, crystalline, ruby red. Feel these essences spinning within the temple now, as each person at this time allows it to come fully within their being and allow it to go the spaces they need it the most. Breathe it in and allow it to expand within you. Allow it to fill up the pockets of any holes that have been resulting in any areas, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now, as a group embodiment, we take this energy and we send it to Gaia to allow her to receive. To know that the changes she's going through, she can take a moment just to reflect and allow these essences to be nurtured within her and every inhabitant upon the earth. Embodiment of the planet is now within us. As we are here within this beautiful temple, we're having a moment of peace. We're having a moment of serenity. We're having a moment of nothing else but your breath in between the in and the out. And think about that. As you breathe in, you hold it for a moment, and then you let it go. And within the in and the out, there is pure stability, pure essence, allowing that experience to fully be within you. As we all gather around you in this moment, we extend our arms of love and light. We extend the ability to understand from our hearts to each of you the depth of what you are experiencing. The earth is going through such transitions as it never has before, and each of you have come at this time to be here. Remember that you deserve to receive all that you are from your highest essence, that star that you are. As it starts to infiltrate within you, it becomes you. And that is the highest gift you can give unto yourself in these moments. All my blessings of love, peace, and serenity. I am Lady Kuan Yin at your service. Let's take some deep breaths. And as we arrive, there's a calmness within the temple this evening. Take that calmness and put it forth into your physical existence. As we walk up the steps, we bid farewell to Yam Tiaf and Archangel Michael's words, and then we step down onto the garden pathway. And feel the exquisite magical energies that are completely around us. Hearing the rushing of the water as we cross the Rainbow Bridge. We see that everything changes in each moment. As we walk to the other side, we then activate our Merkaba vehicle by spinning our Earth Star and our Soul Star together, feeling the inner core of the spinning. As now we move from the 36th dimensional frequency down into the universal level. As we move that through into the galactic level, feel yourself just floating downwards to the galactic level and then moving into the solar level. And then moving towards the planetary level. Bringing yourself back into your physical body. Feeling yourself deeply. Thank you so much for being with us.
Let's bring those energies down. Inner consciousness, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just take a deep breath, ground that all the way down through your Earth Star into Gaia, into the crystalline structure that is her heart. Let it expand all the way through you, through all those dimensional frequencies. Thank you, everybody, for being with us once again.